Hello, everybody, and welcome to This Upbeat Life, the show where we take a light-hearted look at life and go on a journey to find out how people stay physically and mentally happy. I'm Simon JJ Green, and I'll be interviewing ordinary, bog-standard people, as well as looking at the latest in wellness, health science, nature, and the quirkier side of the health and well-being industry. Now, let's get cracking with today's episode. Hello, Steve.
Hello, Simon.
Welcome to my podcast.
Thank you.
Upbeat Life. And thanks, you know, thanks very much.
Pleasure to do this for you, Simon.
Fantastic. On This Upbeat Life, we talk about what makes you, what makes people happy.
Yeah.
And also about health and wellness and how we stay healthy. So if you'd just like to introduce yourself.
Yeah. My name is Steve Bromley. I'm 66 years old and I'm retired.
Now that you're retired.
Yeah.
And you've got this incredibly huge amount of time on your hands.
I thought you were saying money for a minute.
Yeah, well,
no. I suppose the main strands of my retirement are childminding, seven grandchildren, so I do a lot of that, but I do a lot of sport. I play badminton three times a week, tennis, cycling, got a camper van, so I use that as well. So I suppose it's all nice stuff.
Yeah.
It's all nice. There's no, occasionally I might get a little job through a recruitment agency, but that's coming less and less. Because I'm just so busy. So basically, it's nice stuff, really, Simon. Doing stuff like this as well. And being outside.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, being outdoors is very important.
Yeah.
So you're doing the stuff that you want to do.
Which I've sort of always done.
Yeah.
Like camping, cycling. Yeah, I suppose it's just carrying on what I used to do, but with no work involved.
Right.
Which was getting in the way.
It's getting in the
of
way,
my
yeah.
social life.
I know, terrible, isn't it?
Yeah.
You mentioned that you get some odd jobs through the recruitment agency. So what did you use today?
Well, 31 years I was in the Metropolitan Police, retired from there in 2008, and then I joined Haven Council as a licensing officer, stayed there for a few years. In the meantime, while I was there, I bought a business with my son, which was like a lawn treatment business.
Okay.
He ran that, and then I left the council and joined him because it was going big guns.
Oh, right.
Then we sold that, and then I got a job as a school site manager, which is where I met Mr. Simon Green.
All those years
ago. And that's where my life went downhill.
yeah, I know what you mean. Okay. Would you consider yourself an introvert or an extrovert?
Well, this is an interesting question. I'm not really sure on this one. It depends how I feel.
Everyone says the same thing.
I know. It's like, because I'm not, if I'm at home on my own, I'm not jumping around cracking jokes.
Yeah.
It depends on the situation. If there's someone else there who's louder and funnier, you can have the stage. I'm not interested. So I'm not, I don't think I'm an extrovert. No, I am quite, I can be quite shy. I can be like.
I cannot believe that at all.
Well, it depends how I feel. It's just, I mean, if I want.
Okay.
Yeah, I can be quite quiet and read, you know, I don't have to be.
Yeah, the life and soul.
Life and soul all the time. But I do like a good laugh.
So do you think the extrovert part is more around the people you're around and the situation that you're in,
like
if
definitely
parties or
out definitely people. Depends on with because some people you just click with, don't you?
Yeah.
I mean, like I've got two brothers and a sister. We're on the same wavelength. We click, and that's when we have a great time. But it depends on the company you're with, doesn't it? Sort of you'll adjust the way you are to being with the company. That's the way I work anyway.
I understand.
You know your audience really.
Yes. Okay. Being the easygoing chap that you are, what sort of things are like wind you up or grind your gears?
Bad manners.
Okay.
When you're driving your car and you let someone through a gap and they don't wave, it's massive.
That's massive. That's so British.
It's massive.
Isn't it? Yeah.
It's like letting a door go. It's pretty much old fashioned manners, really. I think manners really, manners and rudeness and lies. False lot, like a lot of fake news and that. So I don't like, I hate all that.
Yes.
Just be upfront.
You feel that in our modern day and age that manners have gone?
Yeah, I do. I definitely see it. Yeah, I think they have. And I think just politeness and manners would be nice to get back to.
Yeah.
Yeah, but then again, I was brought up in an era, in 1822, of that sort of stuff.
That late.
Oh, you thought it was earlier than that, didn't you?
It's a common courtesy, isn't it?
Common courtesy, and that really, or an injustice. That's what really grinds my injustice. Yeah, it does really.
That's a common theme with people our sort of age. Apparently, yeah. You know, I've interviewed a few other people like that. Injustice and manners.
Yeah,
the two at the top.
Apart from that, not really a lot else.
No.
But the one with the car and the waving, that really, really gets me. Yeah, the language can be a bit blue sometimes.
So. Yeah. Next time I see you in the car.
Yeah, just wave.
Yeah, I'll cut you up. Yeah. No. And you earlier we mentioned about you do a lot of sport in your spare time. So, and this is the stuff you do to keep fit and healthy, I presume, then.
Yeah, and it's a social side as
and
well.
And social side, yeah.
Because I'm in three clubs and we have like, three of the clubs, they actually have like social events as well on various levels. So it's social, but it's fitness as well. It's trying to keep fit.
Well, so out of the sports that you do, primarily badminton and tennis and...
Badminton, tennis, then I'll cycle. Like I'll cycle too.
Yeah.
I like cycling in the way that if you're going, I'm going to do some shopping, I'll try and cycle there.
Yeah.
Rather than, I don't like going out for a ride with no... End result purpose. I met my mate for lunch the other week in Ongar, so I cycled over the field, that sort of thing. I like that. I don't just like just going out for a ride in a circle and coming back again. I feel like there's got to be a... But it's primarily to keep fit, but there is a good social side to it as well.
Okay, the cycling part, for example, you did go on holiday, a cycling holiday.
Yeah, I went to Vietnam, Simon.
To Vietnam,
And cycled from Ho Chi Minh City to Hanoi.
And you enjoyed that?
I did enjoy it. In fact, I'm meeting up with a group of the people next month in London for a drink. I'm meeting up again.
Oh, that's right.
So, yeah, I did enjoy that. It was tough going.
Yeah.
I've got to say, I found it hard because it was like 400 miles at the end.
Right.
But it was really good. And I am sort of toying with the idea of doing Sri Lanka next year.
There's awesome.
Back roads of Sri Lanka. Yeah, but apparently it's a lot hillier than Vietnam or something. Oh, God. I'll stick to Norfolk. Yeah, well, I am thinking of Holland as well.
Nice and flat. Okay.
A few windmills.
For someone your age, 66, have you got any tips for men and women, your sort of age, my sort of age, around keeping fit? Is it, for example, do you think it's just exercise, or do you think it's better if there's the social element to it as well?
I think the combination of the two is good.
Yeah.
But I think it's too easy, particularly when you retire, just to sit in an armchair and watch Good Morning Britain, or whatever it is. I don't even know because I don't do it. What's it called?
I know what it's called. Good Morning
Britain.
Yeah. I don't know.
Oh, no, it's Good Morning Britain. That's Lorraine. Lorraine.
Or Loose Women. I do like a bit of Loose
Women. So, yeah, I think you just got to, you can lapse into just doing nothing because it's easy. So easy, there's no pressure.
Yeah.
There's no time restraints.
And do you feel that that's a mental health thing as well?
Yeah, I do.
The social part of it
massively.
Massively.
If I'm indoors on my own for a day or two, it's like we need to get out.
Stir crazy, is it?
Well, I will go out. I'll jump on my bike and go to Epping for a coffee.
Right.
But generally, and I'm really lucky, I've got friends, family. I'm always doing
big
stuff.
Family,
I'm always doing stuff. So sometimes it's actually nice to come back to do nothing.
Yes,
and just watch Lorraine.
Yeah,
she's not a neighbour. She's
on the TV.
Yeah, on the TV.
Okay, well that's really good. And you're quite fortunate that you live in a nice part of the country.
Yeah.
Lots of countryside.
Nice. Yeah.
Right next to the old Ongar railway station.
Yeah, got the fields there. You can go off on your mountain bike.
Yeah.
And then it links in with Epping Forest.
Yeah.
So I'm very lucky. Probably don't use it as much as I should do.
Staying on the fitness bit, do you watch your diet?
I do, Simon, but for some unknown reason, it doesn't seem to make any difference.
I mean, are you conscientious about what you eat and stuff like that?
Apparently, according to my son, I've got the worst diet in the world. I don't think I have.
All right.
But I do try. But if you said to me, well, like tonight, do you want to come out for a curry? I'm going out for a curry tonight. I'll be there.
Oh, yeah.
Do you want to come for a drink? I'm there.
Yes.
But not to excess.
Yeah, yeah.
So I'm not like totally strict on it. I think you've got to have moderation. I'm sitting at home.
Yes.
Not doing anything, am I? And then, yeah. So I think it's moderation.
So if you were eating at home, do you eat healthily at home?
Yeah, I think I do, you see. I might have a couple of poached eggs for breakfast.
Yeah.
Lunch, tuna, mayonnaise, and then I'll do I cook from scratch a lot.
Okay, yeah.
So I don't buy processed foods generally.
Okay.
Occasionally I might treat myself to tinned rice pudding, but on the whole,
but generally
yeah, I do try and keep it healthy. Yeah, and I think cooking from scratch is, I really enjoy it.
Yeah, it's good. That's good fun. Yeah. Bit of music in the background.
Oh yeah, bit of music in the background. I was going to say a glass of wine, but
glass of wine. Yeah, okay, a bit of music and a glass of wine.
Yeah.
I like that. Have you got a favourite snack?
I have actually. Yeah, it's chili heatwave Doritos. Is it heatwave Doritos and popcorn?
And pop,
yeah, that's the two I like.
Oh,
I
do like those. That's two. Yeah, I can't stand.
And Bombay mix.
And I like a bit of Bombay mix.
Bombay mix. Yeah, but I think that's not great for you. I'm not saying the other.
No, I think the problem with Bombay mix is it's so Moorish.
Yeah.
You can actually eat a half a kilo in.
Easy. Yeah. Well, the sharing bags of Doritos.
Yeah.
They've gone. They're like history. It's gone.
Yeah. I don't like popcorn at all.
Oh.
Can't be having it. It's just. I think it's just one of those things.
Cancel the birthday present then, right? Yeah, okay, yeah. The popcorn maker.
Oh, damn. With your diet.
Yeah.
Right. Do you feel that as time goes on, you're going to either modify your diet to be more healthy, or do you think you're going to reach an age where you're like, well, it doesn't matter because I'm...
No, it'll always matter.
Yeah.
It'll always matter, but it creeps up on you more than you want it to.
Yeah.
But
Which son thinks that you've got a terrible diet?
My youngest son, Tom.
Tom. Yeah. So why does Tom think your diet is terrible?
I don't know why, really, but he just thinks I eat curries and drink beer all the time. I don't. But
That's all he sees.
But compared to my other two brothers, I am overweight compared to them.
Right.
They do like 11-mile runs and that. I don't, I've gone off running. I don't like running, but that's the one thing that does make me lose weight if I do it. But I really...
Just seeing your brothers think, no, I've got to lose weight now.
Well, I'm made aware that I'm on the chunky side. This is my mental health, Simon.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Obviously, you're a very busy man.
Yeah.
Right. And you like a bit of Lorraine to watch on TV.
Right.
So how do you relax? What's, and the sort of music that you might listen to or the singers and...
Well, as you probably know, Queen is like the mainstay of my... the rest of the music can go. It's not important, really. But I do try and...
Explore.
Well, I went to see The Divine Comedy.
Oh, yes. They're very good.
Yeah. At Cambridge the other night.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, this is good.
Well, you can't beat a bit of live music.
Exactly. You? And then there was a, what do they call, Studio Telephonique was on, Electronic. So I am sort of listening to more now, but I am a bit of a... Oh, Queen is everything.
Yes.
Yeah. ELO, sort of there. But Kate Bush was at one time a big thing, but she's drifted. I mean, she doesn't do a lot now. But yeah, so it's Queen. It's a bit tunnel vision, really. But
And you've explored the other genres, like a bit of, rock and...
Yeah, I'll listen to them. And I've just signed up Spotify, and Spotify just sort of creates stuff for you. They're quite good. It brings other stuff in.
Yeah.
Because I am really just like... Queen.
I know, yeah. Yeah. And for the listeners who don't know, if you go into Steve's house, it is a shrine to
and if to you do go in my house, you burgled it.
Shrine to Freddie Mercury and Queen. Relaxing, do you read or
yeah,
just
I get a magazine every week called The Week. Right. And it's a roundup of everything political and news throughout the world.
Yeah.
So I've got that. It's like a potted history of what's going on. So I read that, but I'm finding that I'm so busy that now is...
That's a luxury, is it?
Well, it's not being read. And so then if you start reading it the week after, it's history. So you've got to keep up with it.
Yes.
I love watching box sets. I've been telly. I do watch telly, yeah. Okay. And I find that relaxing. Yeah.
Have you watched anything recently, do you think?
Oh, Into the Traitors?
Oh, I can't stand it. Oh, my partner Caroline loves The Traitors.
Yeah.
Cannot be having
it.
It's
so good.
And it's with celebrities at the moment.
It's really good. Really funny. Really funny.
Cannot get into it.
He's killing it.
Oh, Alan Carr, yes.
Yeah, he's very funny. And I'm just watching Slow Horses. The Morning Show with Jennifer Aniston and Reese Witherspoon. My brother recommends me stuff. You'll go watch this. Yeah.
Do you feel that you've got anything left to achieve in life?
I want to write a book.
You want to write a book?
Yeah.
Awesome.
Yeah.
So what's stopping you?
Me. It's called laziness and I can't be focused. But because I used to do quite a bit of writing.
Right.
And I've let it go. But I have got Yeah, that's what I want to do. That's okay. That the thing I need to do, I should do.
Will it be a fiction book or a non-fiction book?
It'll be a police-based book on a character. Mm-hmm. With a colleague of mine who sadly departed, mm-hmm. we used to run a magazine
right.
in the police, and okay. I was the author, he was the cartoonist.
Oh, excellent.
And we created this character, and people love this character. Oh, absolutely okay. love it. So I want to put it into a book, just because it was like, it's like a Viz sort of layout. And it just went, people loved it. Just okay. went. So I want to do that. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
That's what I want to achieve. But it just, right. I think you can always strive to be a better person as well.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, don't yeah. give up. There's no point.
Sure. Like, I shall look forward to this. This is yeah. fascinating. And just for the listeners who've got no idea what the Viz is.
Yeah.
What is the Viz?
That's Viz. It's a cartoon magazine. And there's various sketches. It's a bit like an adult version of the Beano.
Very adult. Gone,
yeah, very adult. Adult.
Yeah. The Beano, yeah.
Yeah.
Excellent. Well, that sounds really good. So apart from the book, anything else you want to achieve or you're happy with?
No, I'm happy. I don't feel I need to, mm-hmm. yeah, just carry on doing what I'm doing, but not, we're not finished.
Excellent. That, okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
We're not finished yeah. yet.
What thing do you think people misunderstand the most about you? Or is there?
Well, anything? It's hard to answer a question like that because I don't know.
Yeah.
You might say, I don't know what you look at me. What? Well, when I said okay. I'm not an extrovert, you went, I can't believe that. Yeah.
Well, actually, I think people see you, and personally, I think that people misunderstand you from the point of view that they see you as this happy, jolly guy 24/7.
Yeah.
And in reality, I know that you're not. You know, you've got that persona for people, you know.
I am happy, Jim. I am pretty happy.
I'm not saying you're not. I'm not saying you're miserable.
I know you're a miserable sod. No, but I am quite. I'm upbeat, but obviously, when you're on your own in the lounge, you don't start.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't, do you? Yeah, you don't perform all the time. But yeah, okay. I don't okay. think I think when I said, "Well, I'm not an extrovert, I'm shy," you went, yeah. "Really?" But I have got that side. I can be very. Sure. I can like, no, I don't want to do that. Yeah, yeah. I don't want to get involved with that.
Yes, no. That's quite understandable, actually. So have you got any tips on keeping good mental health?
I think keeping a positive mental attitude, PMA, positive mental attitude, definitely. Always think there's some other bugger worse off than me.
Yeah.
Because you can't, you know, you always think, oh, poor me.
Yeah.
I am a bit of this, pull your finger out and get on with it.
Right.
I think that goes back to the police because you had to get on with stuff. You saw some horrible stuff.
Yes.
So you have a black sense of humour and you just get on with it. And I think that's just carried on when I've left and you just got to a story that's like, we're not far from a war in Ukraine now. We're sitting here.
No, I know.
And
I know.
You think, how lucky am I? Yeah, like, and that's the way I do it. I think, how lucky am
the
I?
Stuff, yes,
there's
exactly.
people who can't pay the bills every month. I don't work.
Count your blessings. And
count, yeah, I do. I really do. Yeah. I've had obviously a fair bit of rubbish come my way, but sure. on the whole, you think, oh, yeah. I'm a very lucky man.
So, and part of the mental health, the positive mental health aspects must be having your family around you.
Because they're all the
and
same.
Your social.
We have we have a good sense of humour. That's massively important. Massively. Yeah.
Sense of humour is very important.
Oh, it gets you through so much.
I know. For the listeners, unfortunately, Steve and myself both have very similar sense of humour, which can set us off. okay, well, that's a good thing to do. Have you got what do you think is the proudest
my grandchildren and children
in life? Your grandchildren
and grandchildren,
right?
Yeah, okay. And my wife.
I was going to say, not meeting your wife. No,
yeah.
that wasn't.
Yeah,
that.
No, I'm meeting my wife. No, but yeah, I suppose family. That's everything else.
Family is everything, isn't it? Yeah, bit like Fast and Furious, isn't it? Family is. I don't know if you've ever watched the movies Fast and Furious.
No, but I've just been to Universal. I went on the ride.
Oh right, yes.
But I don't know what
the central premise of this of these movies is family.
Oh, is it really?
Yeah.
I know you're saying it's probably a bit of a cliche, but it's true with me.
No, it's
definitely,
true, absolutely. Is there anything that people might be surprised to know about you?
Not really. I think I am pretty much what I'm.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't think there's a hidden side to me.
What you see is what you get.
I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not the fact that you've got a Brian May replica guitar sitting
nothing,
in the corner.
Nothing. No. I welcome you into my house today. I didn't hide it, did I? No.
Hello, but,
there's a dog just turned up.
Yeah.
Hello, sweetie.
Hello. So, yeah, we've just been attacked by a French bulldog. And of course,
who's not going?
No, he's not going. All right, never mind. Do you have a life motto?
I do.
Excellent.
Let me get this right. We don't stop playing because we grow old. We grow old because we stop playing.
Oh, very good motto.
George Bernard Shaw.
Yeah.
It's on my cooker extraction hood. Yeah, it's a little magnet. Yeah, it's true. It's 100%. Yeah.
So then what makes you happy? I know, obviously, family.
Family, sport, meeting you. Oh, just like, yeah.
I have that.
Changed my life.
Yeah, I know.
No on drugs. just makes me, I'm quite sad. I've got a camper van, just gone off my camper van, cycling. I'm not live music.
Yeah.
I'm not like massively into, I love my Mini. I'm quite happy with what I've got.
It's excellent. Just so you feel you're content.
Yeah, very. Oh, very. The only thing I'm missing is my wife, obviously. Yeah. But you know, that's one of those.
Right. I mean, we'll come to that in a minute.
I knew we would. Yeah.
Yeah. Do you think that, you know, advice for people about mental health and stuff, and same thing around being happy is?
I think it's this: what you've got.
Yeah.
Even if you haven't got a lot, you've still got more than some other person.
That's true.
And living in this country, I think, I know we slag it off and everything, but it's still pretty good country to be in.
Oh yeah. Yeah,
you know,
I know, we are quite lucky.
We are quite lucky, and we don't really appreciate it sometimes.
Okay, have you got any advice that you might give your younger self? And when I say younger, I'm talking teenagers. Not like last year.
No, I'll probably say to myself, focus more.
I thought you were quite focused.
No, that's probably where I'm bad because I studying.
Yeah,
I am the worst, but I can do it.
Who wants?
I can do it. But I've proved myself in later life.
Yes,
when I joined the council, I'd take exams,
right.
Smashed them.
Yeah,
because I focus. When I was younger, complete waste of head full of Jolly Robins.
Didn't you have to do exams to join the police?
Yeah, but I nearly got kicked out because I failed so many. They said to me, I remember I sat down with my inspector and he said, whatever you've got, he said, don't hide it under a bushel. Don't whatever you've got because you should have gone by now. Because I wasn't studying. I just didn't do the
very
study.
Very nice guy. Yeah.
Yeah. Save my...
Do you think you could live without a phone?
I'd like to, and I do go cycling without it, but you're very aware that I don't know anybody's phone numbers. You can't use public telephone boxes. I think it's a necessity, but it's not. I don't need it. I'd rather not have it, and I think it was better when I didn't have it.
Yeah, sure.
Because I do get a bit hooked on it. I'm like always on, but it's just. I think you just accept it as part of life. We've moved on now. Could you do without a car? Isn't it?
It's like yeah, exactly. Yes. Yeah.
So it's just.
And it is a way of obviously still connecting with people that you...
Well, exactly. Don't. And when you think, it's really nice, isn't it? It's WhatsApp. You can you wouldn't go and phone someone from your phone, would you?
Yeah, yeah.
Pick
up
the phone, dial the number. But it's nice. But some ways it's too much sometimes, isn't it? If you're on several groups, it's ping, ping. It's pinging away all the time, isn't it?
I'm ruthless with my WhatsApp groups.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. As soon as I don't need them anymore.
Oh, cull them.
Yeah. As a bloke.
Yeah.
Do you think it's difficult to talk to family and friends about mental health?
I've not really had to.
Mm-hmm.
Not really had to. Physical health, I'll talk to them about it.
Yeah.
They all knew. I've been for the prostate check. They all knew.
Yeah.
I told them.
Yeah.
Just in case.
Just in case.
Just in case something really bad comes up. But I will. No, and it's like, yeah. Mm. But mental health... I would do, but they're all very much like me a bit.
If something's, really giving you a downer and you're either upset or,
no, I sort it out myself.
You sort it out yourself? Yeah. You don't?
No.
No? Ooh.
If I needed to,
yeah,
I would. And I'd have therapy if I needed to. I'm not against it, but I can generally sort it out in my own head, which I quite like.
Yeah, that's self-sufficiency.
But I would, if I needed help, definitely. And I think people who have therapy... If it works for you, that's great. And I would use it if I needed it. Yeah, right. Definitely.
Okay. So I'm just going to... We touched on about your lovely wife, Jill.
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Who's...
no longer with us.
Passed away, yes. Loneliness affects a lot of people in this country, especially in England, and especially with the older generation. Is this something that you're worried about as you get older?
I've been on my own now for 10 years, and I've become aware that if I spend a day or two, you do feel a little bit, but I've made me realise once again how lucky I am.
Yeah.
Because I think if you didn't have any family or friends, loneliness can take you to a dark place, I would imagine.
Yeah.
And I think it's made me realise that we probably need to do more for people who are on their own as a society.
Definitely.
I'm saying this, I'm doing naff all, but I'm thinking it. But
sure.
I think, you sort of hear about suicides and that sort of thing. Yeah, I mean, I know I've always got someone I can go to.
Yes. Yeah, yeah.
And speak to. I know I can. And if you haven't got that sort of facility,
yeah,
I think it's not, not great.
Just to go on something completely different.
Yeah.
Do you believe in ghosts or the paranormal?
I do believe in an afterlife.
Right.
And I do believe there are spirits. I think there's something there. Yeah.
Are you religious at all?
I call myself a Christian, but I don't go to church. But I feel I have Christian values.
Okay.
And try to be a good person.
Right. Okay.
But I do believe there's something.
There's something.
Yeah, I do believe there's something, yeah.
Okay. What about aliens?
Yeah, I don't think we're alone.
No.
Like, why should we?
Yeah, yeah.
It's a bit presumptuous, though, isn't it? Are we the only ones? No, I suppose I want to think there are other.
Right, okay.
But see, why wouldn't there be?
So you don't think we're not alone in
No, I don't think we are.
Okay. And sort of coming towards the end of the interview now,
yeah.
How would you like to be remembered? You know, like buried or cremated or something more incredible.
I'm going to be stuffed.
Awesome. You want to be stuffed? Taxidermy.
Yeah, taxidermy. I'm planted in one
corner.
Of my kids' houses so they can hang their jackets up on my hand, my outstretched arm. I'll probably be cremated, I think.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't think I'm not really too keen.
Where would you have your ashes?
Well, we've got a lovely burial park near here.
Right. Okay.
Might go there, I don't know.
Yeah, okay.
I'm not bothered. I've gone then, haven't I?
Yeah, I've gone.
And I just think graves now are like a bit of an outdated thing because, I mean, I've got my parents' graves and I go up there and we tend them. But eventually everybody will be gone themselves and this fall to rack and ruin, don't
yes,
they? And I just
yes.
think once you've gone, haven't you?
Okay, well, fair enough. And dare I say, ask, what music would you like played at your funeral?
Well, when I come in the coffin, it's We Will Rock You.
Okay.
And then I need to, I haven't worked out the rest of it yet. I've got some ideas, but
all right.
Who wants to live forever? Probably.
Yeah, very good one. Yeah.
So, yeah.
All by Queen.
Yeah. No, we're a bit of a theme going here again, isn't it? Boring.
So, yeah. No, it would be really cool, actually. All right. Well, thank you very much. Would you like to have a shout out to friends and family?
Hi, everybody who knows me, and hopefully I haven't embarrassed you too much. And if I have, good.
No, great, Steve. Thanks so much. Right. I really appreciate it, my friend. Well done. Right.
Cheers, Simon. Money?
Oh, yes. I'll sort out the money.
And that's it for today. Thanks for listening, everybody. As always, I'd appreciate it if you could like, follow and subscribe to my show, This Upbeat Life, so I know I'm on the right track. And even better, leave a review and share it with your friends. Until next time, remember, happiness is the best medicine. Cheerio!